City Talk 105.9. It's Paul Jacobs driving you home till 7 o'clock. And we love the feel-good factor on drive time, you know. It's different class when the sun is out and the sky is blue. And I thought I'd pay a visit to Wavertree. And the Great American Theme Park is in town. And my producer said, go on, Paul. You go down. You try the rides. Because he's too scared to. But having walked around this morning and looked at some of the rides, I nearly sent Craig, who's with me, out to get a second pair of underpants. With me is Owen Ralph, who is the Great American Theme Park Marketing and PR Director. Owen, looks fantastic here this week. And you're going to be open till Bank Holiday Monday, yeah?
Till 8 o'clock Bank Holiday Monday. With loads going on here, it's the American theme. We've got big American rides, American-style rides, Liverpool's tallest ever Ferris wheel, the Mystery Eye, with a full-size spinning roller coaster, plus all the favourites like the Walter, the Dodgems, the Ghost Train.
Okay, now, I've just walked past the rides, and a massive lump in my throat as I went past this thing here, which is...
It's
the Bomber Mark II. It's high, it's wide, it's very fast, and I'm shaking already. What's that about?
It's 50 metres high, which is about 150 foot. It's a giant propeller, and you're stuck on the end of it. The cars also go upside down. It's the tallest and fastest travelling ride in the world.
You've got to see Craig's face now. Craig's got a face like a goldfish with its mouth open all the time. I'm not going upside down. I'm not doing that.
Yes, he is, yeah. It's almost as tall as the Radio City Tower. But the difference is that you're outside and you're spinning around and you're upside down.
Now, it's 4.2 Gs, isn't it? And it also says if you've got a heart condition or you're pregnant, you shouldn't go on. Have you been on it yourself?
I'll be going on it soon. I've been on rides like it. It's a lot of fun.
But this is the quickest ride, is it, in the world?
It's the tallest and fastest. It's not the tallest ride in the world, it's the tallest and the fastest. Because the tallest rides are normally like Ferris wheels. Yeah. This is a lot more extreme, a lot more fun.
Tell us a bit more about the Great American Theme Park. Are you going to be touring all the way around the sort of northwest-ish?
This is the second one we've done. Collins and Taylors, who run the event, have been coming to Liverpool for years. But we decided that we needed to do a bit more. As you know, the Liverpool show used to come here at Wavertree, and it's never quite been the same. So we've brought in the roller coaster, we've brought in the wheel, we've brought in the bomber, and the public seem to be responding marvellously to it.
Now, you've got to look after me today, because my mum, especially tonight, is making me a very special hot pot dinner, and she does want me to get back in one piece. What's the percentage chance on that?
You'll get back. I don't know if you'll feel like eating.
Why have you got a smile on your face?
Hey, listen, we'll give you some candy floss. The sugar's great. It sets all your adrenaline levels back.
Tell us what other rides are sort of quite unique. And the giant wheel, I mean, it is massive, isn't it? And people will say to you, oh, I don't want to take the kids, a bit worried about its safety. You hear about all these theme parks, but they look pretty sturdy, don't they?
They are, and I won't bore you with the facts, but you're statistically more likely to have an accident on the way to the park than you are here. The rides are tested every time they're set up, and the fact that they're taken down and put up means that we can spot any errors while they're being erected, which maybe you wouldn't if they were there all year. There's lots of health and safety. We have public liability insurance. It's very, very safe.
What do you advocate we should try today to scare me?
The Bomber Mark II.
Okay.
Maybe we start with the wheel, you know, take it nice and light, yeah, and then we go crazy on the bomber.
I'm trying to buy myself a bit of time before going on the rides, actually. Because I don't want to do it. Mick, come and help me. Come and do them instead. Mick is chickened out. That's my producer. Travis Davis is with me now. The idea behind some of these rides is yours, and you're the owner of them. And it's your fault. You're the person that's going to scare me in a minute. Tell me how you came about the ideas for some of these rides, because one of them especially is quite unique.
Starting with the Ferris wheel. We've always wanted to own a Ferris wheel and to have the biggest. One of the biggest travelling. The one we've got here just now we're looking at is 42 metres, and it's mobile on three trailers.
Wow.
Each trailer weighing over 70 tonnes. It's not the biggest, but it's not far off it.
No, I tell you what, when you get up there, I'm sure the views are absolutely fantastic, but I have to declare now that I am scared of heights.
Well, if you're scared of heights, after you've went on the Ferris wheel, you might be having second doubts then about the Bomber Mark II, which is 55 metres.
Yeah, tell us how that came about, the idea for that, because it's quite unique, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We used to have a smaller ride, which was 40 metres, which held 8 people. Right. And the manufacturers asked if we would be interested in helping them build a bigger one. And we was 3 years in the planning, and this is its second season, and we're absolutely over the moon with it.
Now, I want to know how brave you are. How, I mean, how many times have you been on it?
I was actually first on the ride when it was first commissioned with the designers and the technicians who built it.
So what am I in for?
You're in for one of the best rides of your life.
Lewis Hamilton, eat your heart out. Actually, I just wanted to go on the bumper cars, but you're not going to let me get away with that, are you?
No, definitely not. The Bowman is definitely one that's not to be missed. His acceleration is unbelievable.
Well, we're going on the wheel, first of all. Craig's with me, the man that does all the buttons normally in the studio, but we've let him out of his cage. The closer we get to this wheel, Craig, it's high. What do you reckon?
I don't like the fact that all the carriages are moving in the wind like that. See how windy it is, Paul. I'm not looking forward to this.
Okay, you see, Travis has got this big smile on his face because he really wants me to suffer. What about those carriages that are wobbling in the wind, Travis?
No, they're very safe. Don't worry about that. They've all got fences around about them. This is solely intended for the family, so it shouldn't be made scary. Obviously, unless you're scared of heights, when it then does become a problem.
They're loving it, I tell you. I just want to say to everybody who maybe has got my future, the power of the future over me, I've been a good boy ever since I was born, and I promise I will not swear ever again or do anything nasty. And this is the slowest ride as well, and I'm so scared. Right, here we go. See you in heaven, Travis. All right, that's nice.
No
cheers,
problem.
Cheers, Matty. Oh, crikey. So we're sitting down. It's a bit swingy, isn't it? I'm just going to keep rolling on this, because as it goes up, and we're being spun around just for good luck. This, I have to say, I think I'm going to be more scared of this, Craig, than the other one. We're going up. What do you reckon?
Yeah, at the moment, yeah, but see when we get to the top. We're spinning already, so I feel a bit sick.
Oh, my God. I don't like this at all. To tell me, Owen, how many times have you been on this?
I've probably been on it, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 times all around the country. But just getting up to the top here, the views are absolutely fantastic.
It doesn't bother you at all, anyway, what shape or form at all?
Only the wind.
And Travis, you're used to it. Have you been to did you sort of go to the big rides in America just to see what it was like there as well?
Yes, definitely. That's where a lot of our ideas come from. There's no doubt about that at all. We're over to the parks and different things. Obviously, with us moving about, we are limited to a certain height, but we're pushing the boundaries.
Actually, I felt a lot better than I thought I would do. I'm all right with this one, but you're just setting me up for the big one, aren't you now, Travis?
Yes, definitely. I think once we get to the top one more time, when you look over to the right-hand side, you'll see the height difference between the wheel and the Bomber Mark II.
We've been on the Ferris wheel, and I just think, do you want to do the mouse, which is... Let's do it. Let's be brave. It's Brave Thursday on City Talk 105.9. This sort of like, I know what you're doing, Owen. You're building me up, aren't you? Like a crescendo.
Listen, it's not often you get a chance to ride a roller coaster in the middle.
Yeah. So this is one of these roller coasters with like sort of the really sort of thin tracks on them. And now I've been on one of the quickest ones in America, but I don't like the look of this one because. It's like, you know, when you go down really quickly, you get that sort of feeling, don't you? You know, in your bladder, and that's what really worries me as well.
The cars spin, which make it a lot more fun.
Oh, the cars spin?
Yeah, yeah.
Make it fun. Sorry, yes. can we just confirm that the cars spinning on a roller coaster make it fun? Is that
yes,
what
they do.
Owen, Craig, sorry, do you fancy it?
No, not at all.
Craig's got a very funny kind of cream colour in his face. So we're going to go on this, and as soon as we're on board, we'll let you know. Okay, we're now sitting in the Mad Mouse. We're just having the safety bars put down. See, Owen is just taking it in his stride. I hate him. Craig is... It's called the Mad Mouse. It ain't called the Mad Mouse or anything. So now what's happening now is they're just testing everything to see if it's okay. This is going to be quite rapid, so if I go a little bit mad, you're going to have to excuse me. You know, there's being naughty and there's being bad. This is just pure, unadulterated, undiluted punishment for everything I've done in my life. So if you're listening now, Mum... I might not fancy any dinner tonight, actually. I might not have an appetite for it.
No swearing, please.
No swearing. If I swear, We're going up the thingy. Oh, it is going round. What's this going round business? Okay, we're probably about 20-25 foot off the ground. We're turning a corner now. We're going. If he turns it again, I'm going to kill him. Okay. Now we're getting to the top. Now we're at the peak. Now we're on a level bit, about 35, 40 foot up, maybe a bit higher. We're going around a corner now. This is where... Oh, crap. Just did a full turn then. That's like me on the dance floor, but even worse. What are you laughing at, boys? Oh, does it go quicker, Owen?
Of course it does, yeah.
Relax.
Oh, here we go. We're going to go down a slope now. That's all right. I can take that. Oh, crikey! What's he on? I don't like the way this thing turns. No. Is it? No! Oh, that was all right, actually. That was all right. I'm just being a big baby, I think, actually. I think I'm really setting myself up for more of a bigger fall than it actually is. Oh, God, someone stop this thing spinning round!
Stop
Craig, how are you?
I'm out of breath, actually.
How's your breakfast? Actually, we've just been told that actually runs a bit faster once they've gone a few circuits on it. And I'm so grateful that we didn't go on it before it had warmed up. But now, this is the zenith of the Great American Theme Park coming up now. And it's one big... I could use certain words, but I'm not going to... Craig, I really don't want to go on this. And let me just read the signs as they're just winding it up just to see if it's okay. This is what it says. It says, this is the tallest, fastest travelling ride in the world. With speeds of up to 83 miles an hour, it stands 55 metres tall, that's taller than Duncan Box, and pulls at 4.2 Gs. This ride is not suitable for any person who is pregnant, has a heart condition, suffers from epilepsy, or is liable to pee themselves. Okay, we've now come up to this ride, the bomber. Travis is actually coming on with us. He's going to strap me in like a little baby, like I want to go in the middle, I don't want to be on the edge. That's for sure. He's going to strap me in. I'm just going to... The seats are like Formula One seats, actually. Craig's face is different class. Okay, here we go. May the Lord forgive me for all my sins. Oh, crikey. Now, you're really enclosed here on these sort of... almost like bars right across you, so there's no way you can come out. And
there's a double ratchet bar mechanism which holds the bar down.
Right.
There's also a secondary, which is a safety belt, which fastens when you close the bars.
Right.
So it's an impossibility for the bar to be open.
Right.
It's a bit white.
We're now tilting. This is like Thunderbirds. I imagine it was like in Thunderbirds when Thunderbird 2 took off. Oh, God, here we go. Here we go. Oi, 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 oi. Oh, we are going quick. Oh, you'll have to beep that bit out. We're going really quick.